This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's time now to hit the skins. It is 7 a.m., just about 5 weeks out from the opener. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
All right, boys. We touched on it a little bit, but if you just saw the headlines and you were looking for some clickbait, you might have fallen for it where they talk about a couple starters leaving practice early with injury. Mm-hmm. And you look a little more into it, and I don't think it's that serious. Especially with Debo. So two guys left practice early. Debo Samuel jammed a finger in his right hand after a pass from Jaden. Hit him in the hands. It was late in practice, so I guess it wasn't that big a deal that he didn't return. Brandon Coleman also left practice early. Andrew Wiley initially replaced him. Chris Paul also got some work. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with Coleman. They say Quinn's going to provide injury updates today.
Mm.
Heading to New England, I guess, tomorrow. There have been some guys.
That sounds a little bit more serious than what happened with Debo.
Yeah, I think Debo is just kind of a minor thing.
Because Debo apparently
was doing some interviews.
And then he went and hung out with his family that was on the field afterwards. So if it was early in practice, I'm guessing he would have continued to practice.
Right. Hopefully the Coleman thing's not serious, but you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about some guys that have been jumping out at people. One in particular has obviously been
Bill
Krosky Merritt.
Yes,
having a hard time with that because his name's Jacory, but he wants to be called Bill.
Mm-hmm. That's
because of some terrible cartoon. But you know, he's obviously been surprising people. Clearly, they're going to have to find a way for him to be on the roster. And one way that'll be, Cakes, like all young guys, late round draft picks, etc., got to find a place on teams. And for the first time in his career, he's been working with special teams. He's never played special teams before.
Mm.
But they have him blocking on kickoff and punt returns. And actually, after practice on Saturday, he even was catching punts. Maybe if you need him in a reserve role or something happens.
Love it. I love that. Well, by utilizing a late round pick, if he has that skill set and can contribute there,
you know,
why not at least try?
Does anybody know who the number one punt returner on the depth chart is now?
Well, I think they're assuming it's going to be Lane.
Okay, so it's not McCaffrey.
I think it's going to be Lane. Yeah,
I think it's going to be Lane as well. Yeah. I just didn't know who's.
I don't know who's listed, but I think it's going to be Lane. By like B. Mitch is out there all the time, and Brian's like working with Lane.
Yeah.
And helping him at times. But Krosky Merritt says, quote, I haven't played any special teams before. It's something that I got to do, but it's going to work out. I'm loving special teams right now. And here's the money quote that the coaches preach. Mm-hmm. If you want to be on that roster, you better be on special teams.
Look, he's got the right attitude. He's a seventh round pick that's fighting to make the roster. And he's flashed and he's popped and people are talking about him. But the, like you said, the best way for a young guy to make an impact and to make the roster is contributing on special teams.
Right. So, of course, Bill Krosky Merritt's been jumping out at people. Jalen Lane is raising some eyebrows. A couple other guys, and I'm stealing this straight from the Commander's website, but a couple other guys that have jumped out, one you know for sure, and that's Mikey Sanishrill. Everybody's mm-hmm. talking about what a great camp he's having so far. Also, by the way, Zach Ertz. I listened to our buddy John Keim. Mm-hmm. So I was driving in again, and he says, listen, I don't know what kind of year he's going to have, but he doesn't look like he's lost a step or anything.
Yeah.
You know, he's super involved, super productive so far in camp. They had one drive, I think, where he had three catches, and he capped it off with a touchdown.
He's a guy that Jaden's clearly comfortable throwing super the ball to. He's a big target. He's reliable.
Super comfortable.
I would expect him to have another solid year.
But here's a name that I hadn't heard of, but according to this report, he's kind of made some waves. That's Carlin Vigors. Have you heard of him, Cakes?
It's a new name to me.
A DB played at University of Louisiana Monroe. He's primarily worked with the second group, but he's had some moments. He's had some pass breakups against Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne. They say he does a good job of putting himself in the right position. He's got to be able to finish the plays. He's getting his hands on the ball, but not necessarily holding on to it. But he's got good size, 6'2", 200 pounds, good instincts. So that's a name to watch out for.
Okay.
Just somebody that might be back into the roster, or practice squad guy that might eventually, you know, fill in, you know, at some point if they need him.
Good. And he's a rookie?
I believe so, yes. From the University of Louisiana, Monroe.
Carlin, yeah, he is big, 6'2", 200, yep.
Yep, that's good size, if you can get it. Valdez, I believe, has some more quotes from DQ. Of course, we've been talking about it for weeks. The Terry McLaurin situation continues to drag on, although DQ swears, at this point anyway, it's not a distraction.
Look, I think it's easy. We love Terry. I'm really glad he's here. Hopefully he's out practicing soon. And we also understand there's the business side of this, things that Adam and his side and Terry and his reps are working it through. So I just kind of, you know, stay in that space. We recognize both are happening. But like I said, I'm really glad he's here. I love coaching him. And but the business side, you know, that's kind of where it's at. And it's not, somebody asked me, is it a distraction? It is not. The players today, they're more aware of contracts and things maybe than they used to be. And they recognize that business part happens as well. So for the team, we're just rocking and going and throwing some great practices. For Terry and the, you know, the trade request, like, man, that's part of normal business that, you know, it's happening around the NFL. It's normal. We understand it. And we just, like, throw, like, our very best practices out on the field.
When does it become a distraction?
I mean, if it bleeds into the regular season,
well, for
clearly
sure
it becomes a distraction.
For sure. Would you say a week before?
Maybe.
I'd say a week before you start to really prep for week one.
Week one,
and he's
starting
still
to prep
out
for
there
the
just signing autographs, and he's not running routes.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, if you get to the point where Jason is punting on going to the Nats game with his family, and Terry McLaurin is not in the fold at that point.
August. Labor Day weekend.
Then, yeah, Labor Day weekend. Full-on distraction.
Because that's a week before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm. I do.
Will he go to the, will he travel with the team for the joint practices in New England?
He's a hold-in?
How does that
I think
work?
You do.
I guess you probably would.
I think
would.
You do. I think you got to go there and you wave a towel and you pat you, everybody on the butt.
And you fake limp with your phantom ankle injury that puts you on the PUP list.
I guess.
Do all those things.
I guess. Now, will that be televised, by the way, or will that be streamed or something if we want? How does that work?
I'll have to see what the TV
sometimes
coverage.
Sometimes I feel like we've been able to.
Oh, the actual practice? Maybe you'll be able to find a lot of, like, commanders.com. I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like you've been able to, like, see some of that stuff. I don't know if that's been
on NFL Network will probably have cameras there, but I don't know if they'll you'll see all of it. See highlights.
Maybe their Commanders YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because that's kind of been the trend. Is they would broadcast like
that'd be great.
Yeah, I think they did that last year for the joint practice with the Ravens.
Yeah, like have like B. Mitch and Santana just there talking.
Well, I don't even know if they had people talking. I think they just have like a camera.
Yeah, that's hard if you don't have somebody kind of talking you through it. It's hard for the average person to kind of know what's going on.
No, but it's hard for that person to talk through it because you really don't know what they're trying to accomplish. You don't want to assume anything,
especially when you're a viewer. You don't know anything. But it is just exciting, just the idea of it.
Are JP and B. Mitch going to be up there broadcasting from the joint practice?
It's a good question. Usually if they have practice, Travis, do you know? Those guys will be there, but
I don't know. I know Linnell's going up there.
Yeah, okay.
Linnell's working hard.
Well, we'll definitely get him on.
I give Linnell credit. He's out there grinding, interviewing all the guys.
Because once they start practicing against other teams, that's when it's getting real.
Yeah, that's when it's on.
Starts tomorrow, I believe.
Yes. Well, they travel tomorrow, yeah. So
and then the first preseason game, Cakes, when exactly is it? Is it Saturday? It's
Friday night, 7:30.
It's Friday night, 7:30.
Yep.
I think this is like the first Friday night I'm in town in a long time, so that's good. Perfect. One guy that could be on the outside looking in, Cakes.
Uh-oh. Battling for a roster spot?
Because of sort of the depth that they actually have there. And they actually do have a lot of depth. Some people may not have a lot high regard for them, but a lot of guys that have had an opportunity to impress people over the last couple years. And now adding Bill. Kaz Allen is a guy who hasn't really had an impact yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you see in preseason, you do see the burst and that two-way ability that he has, which is why I think they've kept him around on the practice squad the last couple years. But there's so many guys competing for a spot there at running back that there may not be a spot for Kaz Allen, Cakes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Chris Rodriguez.
All those guys.
Those two guys, especially, very bubbly
at this point.
I mean,
there's been quite a few guys got an opportunity to carry the ball last year.
Oh, maybe they put Rodriguez on the practice squad.
Jeremy McNichols, right?
Yep, McNichols.
He's another one.
I mean, they signed him to a 1-year deal, but I don't think it's for a lot of money. So, I mean, he could be a cap casualty too.
Or he could be number three, and then they just put Bill on the practice squad.
Right.
I think Bill's going to play.
I think he's going to get a jersey.
I think Bill's going to get a jersey.
I think he's going to be part of the 53.
I think he's been too impressive so far.
He has been. You're right. Yeah. And if he is, then I guess McNichols would be gone.
Will Bill run in the preseason? I mean, if they're very high on him and they consider him a potential RB1,
it'll be very telling. Like,
why are you going to mess around and throw him out there and hand him the ball?
We'll see if he gets like the Omarion Hampton treatment in the first game against the Lions. He had two carries.
Yeah.
He was basically put in bubble wrap because Najee Harris was idiotic and had a firework blow up and like mess with his eye. So, I mean, Hampton looks like he's first in line for carries for the regular season.
Well, didn't Jay do that with Terry McLaurin? And he knew he was a superstar.
Right.
Didn't want to showcase him at all during the preseason.
If you see Bill get like two or three carries and then go to the sideline,
RB1,
yeah,
he's going to have a big role, a pretty big role. If he gets 12 carries in the first preseason game, then maybe his role has been overblown, and it won't be what we think it could be.
One guy that is learning still, and I know that there's been some eyebrows raised. I think Linnell has been kind of like opening the door to say, hey, what's going on here? Josh Connerly.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kime reported that he certainly had his moments where he's had some success. He's had some moments where he's gotten beat too. But he talks about how he's taking tips and he's getting help from both sides of the ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you're going against the defense with Hall of Famers. You're playing alongside Hall of Famers. And, you know, basically he's just soaking it all in. I know Keim described one sequence where he actually got the better of Von Miller. And then the next time Von Miller went up against him, Von Miller got the better of him. But that's a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
You expect that
to happen.
Yeah. But he is showing flashes.
Good.
So I think that is.
Good to hear.
Have we heard anything about how Kinlaw has looked? I haven't heard much about Kinlaw.
Haven't heard a lot about Kinlaw. Just everyone just raves about his size.
Yeah, he's just a monster. But,
you know,
haven't heard much about his play.
I think he's a real key to that.
I think
defense.
If he wasn't playing well, I think we would have heard. We would have heard that.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you're right. But I think he is the key to the defense. They're kind of building around him, the defensive line.
I mean, they didn't want to keep Jonathan Allen around because he was getting up there in years and was more expensive. So Kinlaw comes in, younger. I mean, they still had to pay him a decent amount of money. He's making like 15 per year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're relying on him to help stop the run in 2025, something they were woefully bad at in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he can provide an upgrade there. We'll see.
There you go.
So we're not that far away, man. We got joint practices this week. We got preseason game number one on Friday.
Yep.
There's three preseason games on Thursday, three or four. So I mean, we're heading right into it.
One interesting battle to kind of keep an eye out for these next couple weeks will be that kind of last quarterback spot. Mariota obviously locked in as the two. But the Sam Hartman, Josh Johnson, I would assume that Hartman wins that job. But Johnson's been around a long time. If you want a proven vet that in a pinch can maybe come in and steal a game or close a game out for you, he might be the guy. But I've seen some clips of Hartman making some plays in camp. I think he's going to be able to hold on to it. But I don't think they'll keep four.
No. I wouldn't think so.
No.
Two on the active roster, one on the practice squad.
Did we mention that it looks like Flacco is going to be the guy?
I think we're going to touch on that in the Junkies Blitz, 7:45-ish. Looking good for some of the younger quarterbacks in the Browns camp. So we'll do that at 7:45. And don't forget Nikki Javala, senior writer for The Athletic. We'll talk more Commanders with her coming up at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.